Community Gardening and the Environmental Impact by Erin O'Donoghue. Gardening is a great way to engage with nature, and what better way to do this than in groups? Community gardening is a concept beyond just growing and harvesting produce. It entails various benefits for members of the community and the environment as a whole. Based on the 2021 census, data showed that 87% of UK households had access to a garden. However, this translated to the fact that 1 in 8 persons don't have access to outdoor space at this time. More so, unemployed persons or those with unskilled jobs were 3 times less likely to have a garden in comparison to those in professional occupations. This showed that though gardening might be desirous by many, not all can afford to engage in or have access to it. Inequality in accessibility. Recent research by the People and Nature Survey, PANS, across England, on how people experience and think about the environment, showed that though many people found solace in nature, especially during the pandemic, there is inequality in accessibility to engagements and connections to nature across various groups. Factors such as low household income, fewer qualifications, being unemployed, or even bad health, were all identified to contribute to higher risks of reduced engagements and access to nature. However, the positive impacts of nature and green spaces to the community were very apparent in the PANS data, as 94% of adults felt that spending time outdoors was good for their physical health, and 92% thought it was also good for their mental health. In his article, Niella Arboin described the concept of community gardening as a means of socializing and illustrated how a garden in Highgate, London, called OMD, was transformed through community effort, from a neglected patch of concrete into a diverse ecohabitat with a wildflower meadow, an orchard, and a vegetable garden, exploring the nature of the relationship between people and their connection to the environment. This description captures the benefits of community gardening wholesomely, entailing the process of planting, tending to nature, contributing to green spaces in the environment while also engaging and connecting with fellow members of the community. Environment and biodiversity. The benefits of community gardening also include positive impacts on the environment and biodiversity, and the more community gardens are established, the greener spaces there are. According to Professor Alistair Griffiths, of Royal Horticultural Society, we are at an exciting time, for both gardens and people. There is an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence that gardens and gardening are good for our physical, mental, and social well-being. I couldn't agree less with his statement. By engaging in community gardening, members of the community become more physically active, thus improving on their sedentary lifestyle. Various not-for-profit organizations are at the forefront of establishing community gardens, however they are usually faced with the constraint of resources to kick off the project, which sometimes deters them from delving on. Thus, it's been quite fulfilling for me to work with Pathway Housing Solutions on the launch of its community garden project in Nottingham. Pathway Housing Solutions, a not-for-profit organization in Nottingham, is set to launch a project tagged The Garden on building a community garden in Snainton area of Nottingham, and the project aims to support members of the community. It aims to be an inclusive garden open to everyone, including refugees, asylum seekers, and those learning English.